Back on Downtown, it is 23 minutes after 5 o'clock. Rich Kimble, Bruce Pratt with you, and time for us to get on board the telephone line and welcome in our friend Steve Buckley from The Athletic. Hello there, Buck.
Good afternoon. How are you guys?
I'm doing well, thank you. You are a busy man these days, but you found time to get a win for the Red Sox last night, accompanied by Mr. Ryan. Is that correct?
I was going to ask how you knew that, but then I remembered Pete Abraham from the Globe put out the photo on Twitter. Is that it?
No, you told me yesterday you were going to the game with Bob.
Okay. Yeah. So Bob and I have been friends for many, many years, and he has season tickets. And everyone, the running joke is when his wife doesn't want to go, he calls me. But it's really, that's kind of the joke. But the reality is that we enjoy each other's company. And we sat there last night, and it was a good time. It's always, because Bob and I think alike. We have an eclectic interest in baseball history, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, that's fantastic, and a win to boot, so that was nice. And now you're getting ready 1 week from tomorrow. How is this possible? This could be the 30th old-time baseball game.
It doesn't seem it, but then I look at pictures of the original game in 1994, and I see, well, who's this guy in the dark brown hair standing there? And I realize, oh, that's me. And then it serves as a sobering reminder of the passage of time. But the fact is, it was only supposed to be for 1 year. And then a very nice gentleman who's no longer with us named Bill Noveline from Andover wrote me a letter saying, you should do that again next year. And I said, well, that wasn't really the plan. And enclosed a check for like $5,000 to whatever charity you want. And so we had a second game with him as the treasurer, and we've been doing it now. This will be the 30th game and the 30th annual, because we missed a game in 2020 because of the pandemic. But it's very exciting to have that crowd come out to St. Peter's Field in Cambridge. And we've got Jonathan Papelbon from the Sox is going to go an inning this year. And Lou Maloney, God bless him, will be appearing in, I think, his 13th edition of the old-time baseball game, which is a lot of fun to have him there.
Yeah, and you'll be honoring Lou, too, with a very richly earned award named after a guy taken from us way too soon.
So Greg Montalbano played in our game in 97, or he was supposed to play in 97, but he was being treated for cancer. So we announced that night that he would be the starting pitcher in 98. And it was the first year we had the throwback uniforms, and it just so happens he wore our 1926 St. Louis Cardinals road uniform, and he pitched an inning, and he got drafted by the Red Sox, and the cancer returned, and he passed away in 2010. So we instituted an award in his memory, and we give it to a former player who exemplifies Greg's spirit and competitiveness and good nature. And he had all of those attributes. And the kicker is the player we designate gets to play in the game again and wear Greg's uniform and the 1926 Cardinals uniform. So we're giving it to Lou this year. Lou received it 2 years ago, but the game got rained out and moved two nights later, and he couldn't make it because of Nesson. And he couldn't make it last year. So we're giving it to him this year. And because he is, in point of fact, a former player, he's going to wear Greg's 1926 St. Louis Cardinals uniform. And there's an extra kicker, and this is a complete coincidence. We've known it for years. We mentioned it in our program. Lou's late father, Louie Maloney, was Greg's father's Little League coach.
Wow.
Like 50 years ago. Hmm. And so there's always been that Lou Maloney-Greg Montalbano connection that we're proud of.
Oh, that's terrific. And also, I'm so happy to see that the late Jim Corsi's son, Joey, will be back this year.
So Jim was a good friend of mine from the Red Sox, as he was with everybody. I mean, I wasn't special in that regard. Jim was a local guy from Newton. He played in our game in, I want to say, 01 and 02 or 02 and 03. I forget the 2 years. And played in the game and passed away a couple of years ago of colon cancer. And I reached out. I knew Jim's mother, Dottie Corsi, who's still around and still as much of a hoot as she's ever been. And she mentioned that, you know, Jim had a son and so forth and playing baseball at Bellingham High School. And we invited Joey to play in the game 2 years ago and last year. he wears one of his dad's game-used Red Sox uniforms, and he brings along a Red Sox road uniform that Jim Corsi wore, which we've been using on loan from the Corsi family. When Joey first played in the game 2 years ago, we batted him in the bottom of the first inning, batting leadoff, and the opposing pitcher was a pitcher from Boston College named Evan Moore, who we put in the Jim Corsi road uniform because we wanted to have, you know, the Corsi uniform facing the Corsi uniform. And Joey thought that was cool. And Joey's like going into his junior year in high school. And I said, Joey, I just want to be clear. You know, this kid throws like 91 on the dot, right? And he's probably going to be throwing even harder next year. And he's a pro prospect. He said, oh, no, I want to see, you know, he was all gung-ho for it. He struck out, but he fouled a pitch off, and he got the count to 2-2, and it was a lot of fun for us. And we're happy to have Joey in our game again this year.
And this year's old-time game for the second year in a row will be benefiting the Boston home. Can you talk a little bit about what they do?
They work with adults with multiple sclerosis. They've been around for over 100 years. And the reason we have them back this year is that the relationship we had last year was so incredibly good. These are good people. It's a small local charity that works with local people. They're in Dorchester, and they brought a ton of volunteers last year. They raised a ton of money on their own. And we have been jumping around from charity to charity over the years with mixed results. Sometimes it's great. Sometimes the charity has the best of intentions, but then when it comes to helping us help them, they kind of just show up. And what the Boston Home does is they use our game, they use our website, they use it all year long to reach out to their different people, like, hey, you can sponsor a player, you can sponsor an inning. And so we just said, well, let's try that again this year. Maybe we'll keep doing it year after year. Because one of our players chose it, Aiden Freeberg, who has MS, who pitched at WPI. He had approached us about doing an MS charity, and when I asked him, well, help us find a charity, he's the one that found the Boston Home. So we have sort of an organic connection with them that's kind of cool.
We're talking with Steve Buckley. The old-time baseball game coming up next Thursday night at St. Peter's Field in Cambridge, and you'll also be recognizing five different great supporters of your game who have passed away in the last year, including Tim Wakefield, of course, and the wonderfully talented writer Jim Capel.
So Wake pitched in our game. So we're actually making him this year's Greg Montalbano Award recipient posthumously. And obviously he's not here to wear the uniform. So it works out that this will be a good year for Lou to wear the uniform. So Lou will accept the award on his behalf and on Wake's behalf. Jim Capel was an outstanding writer at ESPN.com. And he played in the game in 06. So that he could do his story on Jeff Mayer, who's the kid back in 96 that caught the foul ball.
Right.
The in-play ball that was called a home run erroneously. Jeffrey, that was the Derek Jeter ball in the ALCS. Jeff went on to play baseball at Wesleyan, was the all-time hits leader. We had him play in the game in 06. Jim played in the game in 06 while interviewing him to do his story. So Jim wore the 69 Seattle Pilots uniform because he's from Seattle. Jeff wore the 51 Mickey Mantle uniform, the Yankees uniform. This year, and it's a really nice touch, we invited Jeff to come back and play in the game in Jim's memory, and he said, would it be okay if I wore Jim's 69 Seattle Pilots uniform?
Oh, wow.
It was a very sweet gesture on his part. And Jim's sister, who just happens to live in Cambridge, is going to be at the game. I know you're pressed for time, but I want to add quick. Bobby Shant,
oh wow,
former Philadelphia Athletic, went 24-7 in 1952. We have a Bobby Shant Philadelphia A's uniform with his number 30 on the back. Bobby Shant turns 99 next month.
Oh my gosh.
So what we have done, and he was a 5'7" lefty who won 24 games 1 year for the Philadelphia A's, was American League MVP. Not only are we making an oversized birthday card for everybody who attends the game to sign that we are going to send to Bobby Shant, we have found a 5'7" lefty from Medford High School he pitched in the game last year, so it works out. So he's going to wear the Bobby Shantz Philadelphia Rays uniform pitching inning this year. We'll have plenty of pictures to send to Bobby, who I haven't personally spoke to, but he mows his lawn, he takes his long walks, and he's doing very well. And we're very excited about honoring Bobby's 99th birthday next week.
That is fantastic. Well, admission is free to the game. Bring a chair, bring a beach blanket, hang out, watch the game, have a Wahlburger while you're there, for goodness sakes. It doesn't get any better than that.
You couldn't have done a better job setting up this game. I need to put you on the staff next year. You're fantastic.
Well, you do such a wonderful job, and everybody involved. It's become one of the great events of the summer every year, and I always enjoy having you on to tell us all the inside details of what's happening. So we appreciate you making time for us. I know you're busy, but thanks so much for stopping by and letting us know what to look for in this year's game.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Steve Buckley of The Athletic, the old-time baseball game, coming up next Thursday night, St. Peter's Field, Cambridge, Massachusetts, and all to benefit the Boston home. What a great cause.